All right. Player guest this week is second-year corner Desmond Trufant from the great outdoors of the Pacific Northwest. Is that fair?
Yeah. Great Northwest.
Yeah, the great Northwest. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, just got done watching the film and, you know, looked at what we got to fix. And, you know, we're just trying to bounce back, you know. Got some things we got to correct, but, you know, we're blessed with another opportunity this Sunday, so we're going to look forward to that.
Des, how different is year two from year one for you?
It's definitely different. You know, I just have a better feel for the game. You know, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable with the scheme as well, too. And, you know, just confidence just in general, you know, is much higher. And, you know, I'm just trying to make plays.
Des, how much has the change in personnel a little bit, and not to blame anybody here, but the communication, you got a new safety in Dwight Lowry that you adjusted to. I know there was some miscommunications in preseason as to who had what. You had a few miscommunications yesterday. Kamal is in the safety position as opposed to Willie Moe, so there's some differences there. How frustrating has that been that you guys aren't playing at the level you're supposed to be playing at?
It's definitely frustrating, you know, but like I've been telling everybody, you know, we got to stay confident. You know, we got 10 more games to go. You know, we could easily turn this thing around, you know. We got a lot of time, but, you know, it has to happen right now, obviously. But, you know, we still have opportunity to turn it around. And even if we got new guys in new spots, you know, guys have to step up and make plays, you know, when the ball comes their way.
2 minutes.
So often it's talked about how youth, you got to kind of deal with the youth if you're a coach or a coordinator. A lot of youth on this team. When you talk about three different guys in the secondary in their second year, both your starting linebackers are second year players, and you've got a couple of second year guys that are rotating and a first year guy rotating up front. That being said, how much is the onus on a player like yourself, who was an all rookie performer a year ago, to accept some of that leadership and say, hey, enough of the young guy scenario. We've got to play at a better level.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you're out there, you're out there. You know, regardless if you're a rookie or you're a 12-year, 12 all-pro vet, you know, if you're out there, you know, you're expected to make the plays when they come your way. So we just got to step it up, man, just plain and simple, you know. But, you know, we're going to stay confident and we're going to get this thing turned around.
You obviously, it's a tough film to watch. It's a disappointing game. What do you take from games like that, though? I mean, there's obviously got to be silver linings to help you grow as you move along in your second year.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to swallow. You know, personally, a guy like me, I lose sleep over games like that, you know, and I'm sure other guys do as well. You know, we want to be great. We want to be good. But, you know, when it comes down to, you know, executing, when it's right in front of your face and you have to execute and with all the bullets flying, things like that, you know, we got to do that. And we just got to stay together. Like I said, we got a long season. You know, we're going to take a day off tomorrow, come back in Wednesday, and get back to work.
Playing corner is a lot like being a gunslinger. You got to have a short memory, and hopefully you live to be able to tell another day as a gunslinger. But how much do you and Rob talk to one another, you and Alford? You're obviously on other sides of the field, but ultimately – a lot of times you're covering the same guys where the receivers are flopping back and forth. How much you guys exchange kind of what you're seeing and in game and then even during the week as you lead up to a game?
All the time. You know,
need to wrap.
When we're out there on the field, you know, every other play, you know, every time we come back to the huddle, you know, we make sure we make eye contact that, you know, we're going to make this play if the ball comes our way. So, you know, we're always talking. The whole defense is talking in general. But, you know, we have a long way to go. And we got to fix some things, but, you know, I'm confident we're going to do that.
More coming up with Desmond Trufant from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the Coach's Show with Wes Durham and Dave Archer. Let's go back live to Flowery Branch with this week's Falcons player guest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And second-year corner Desmond Trufant with us here at Flowery Branch on a Monday. Don't forget, next two Mondays we're off. Desmond will be in London next Monday. Kind of hyped about London?
Yeah. I've never been to that side of the world before, so it's going to be a new experience for me, so it should be fun.
Yeah, it's a long way from Tacoma.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely that.
It's a long way from Soda Springs, too, Arch.
Yeah, I've actually been over there a couple times.
I know, yeah. You played in the league, right? When the league was over there?
I'm not overly excited about the trip, to be honest with you. I'd just take a home game against Detroit. It'd be fine with me. But, yeah, we will be in London in 2 weeks. But more importantly, we'll be in Baltimore in a week. And if you got, as it turns out for you every week, here come two more good receivers. You got Torrey Smith, who had a monster day yesterday. And, of course, Steve Smith, who you made yourself acquainted to last year when he was in Carolina. How much does it change, Des, when you get a guy, you get the two guys you had this weekend and two 6'4", 6'5", receivers, and now all of a sudden you're going to get two guys that are more your size, you know, 6 feet, 6'1", 5'11", in that area?
It's definitely different. I think mostly it's the scheme. You know, they're going to run different route concepts, you know, different quarterback, you know, they're going to, you know, complement each other in a different way than the other two guys did last week. So, but I've played against Steve Smith, and we played Baltimore in the preseason,
right,
I believe, last year too. So, you know, we'll be ready.
When you're looking at film, walk us through what your preparation is, because I'm sure there's some private times for you just watching film on your own, whether it's at home on your iPad or where. What are you looking at? Give us an idea of how you study, guys.
Well, first, I look at about just three games. I just watch the games and just see what I can pick up on, and then I look at the individual receivers. So this week I'll look at Steve Smith. So I look at how he releases versus press. You know, how guys play on what he's good at, what he struggles at, what are his strengths, weaknesses, things like that. And then I look at the concepts, the route concepts. You know, what they do. First down, base, what they do, second down, base, third and short, third and long, things like that. So that's kind of how I break it down.
We often hear, particularly from guys, you know, quarterbacks, maybe running backs, but I've got to believe it happens here as well. And you had so much, you know, experience playing not only at a high level at Washington, but also with your brothers in the league and so forth. I got to believe you knew how to watch tape before you got here. How much did you learn about watching tape as a rookie, and what's been the carryover in year two?
I've definitely learned a lot. Excuse me. Definitely learned a lot. My college coach, you know, he gave me a good foundation of how to watch film. And then the coaches here, all the coaches in the secondary, they break it down very well for us. So they help us a lot. So when I just go on my own, you know, it's just extra on top. You know, I just look for the little things, something – a little hint I can get to where I can jump on a ball, or I'll be expecting something to come to make a play.
How much do you pay attention to yourself as well, Des, when you watch, okay, what am I doing in my pedal? What am I doing in my jam techniques? And with that, how much do you continue to add to your game as far as press bail, getting an inside jam with the inside hand? How much of that changes for you throughout the season?
Yes, I watch myself all the time. You know, I look at what I gave up, you know, and why that occurred. I look at, you know, the plays I did make and, you know, why that occurred, and I want to continue to do that. But I'm always trying to fine-tune my game. You know, I'm always trying to get better and find ways to improve, because I'm a very competitive, you know, hungry type guy, and I'm always trying to improve.
We think about making plays defensively and being a playmaker defensively. Is there a fine line of jumping a route, or is that something you've studied from Tuesday to Saturday that's going to provide you that opportunity? And then the last part of it, is it instinct, or is there something that you see in a guy during a game that you think gives you the opportunity to make a play, essentially turn a game around with an interception or something?
I think it's a little – you got to have a even keel with it. You know, you can expect something from film, but, you know, the other team, they're looking at their tendencies as well, too, so they could easily show that look and then run a double move off it, you know, things like that. So I feel like at corner it's a lot of instincts, you know, because you're out there on that island, and, you know, it can get lonely out there sometimes. So, you know, you gotta always have confidence. But film is big, you know. I've seen a lot of things on film that have helped me, you know, make plays.
Interesting, because a lot of the preseason talk was about the rules and the points of emphasis on holding, contact, those kinds of things. As we moved into the regular season, a lot of people who follow the NFL have talked about, you know, flags going down, they're not as much being called. From your perspective, has it changed? Has something changed in the preseason to the regular season, or has, as everybody anticipated, I guess, from the league side, has everybody adjusted and moved ahead?
I think it's changed. I don't think it's as blatant as it was in the preseason. I felt just any contact that was made in the preseason, they were throwing it. But I feel like we've adjusted as well, too. So, you know, I think it just depends on the referee group that you have. You know, certain groups are going to call it more, certain groups aren't. So we just got to, you know, just play, just not worry about it, not let it slow us down, but definitely be aware, you know, of who the umpires are that week.
When you talk about turning every rock over, we talked about your preparation and what you do in the off season, what you do during the regular season watching tape. You guys turn it over even further. You guys get an evaluation of the officiating crew that's going to be in the secondary as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I believe every Friday, Coach Smith, you know, he talks about each individual ref and, you know, what they're calling, you know, what percentage of the league are they in, are they first, are they last, you know, things like that. So he prepares as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if they're going to call it, they're going to call it. So, you know, we got to adjust and, you know, be aware of it.
That's just a crazy part of the game, Wes, in thinking that, okay, I've got all my preparation through the week. I'm preparing from Monday to Saturday to get ready to play, and then I got to react to what I see. But also part of my preparation is knowing what the hell the official's going to do. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, it's a hard spot, but, you know, that's why we're here, because, you know, we can do it. And that's why guys get paid what they get paid, because it's not easy. But if you can do it, you know, that's good for yourself.
Desmond, in 10 years or so of visiting with guys on and off through their careers, we found out some interesting things as it relates to the game. Do you keep a notebook? Do you keep film? What is it that you chronicle these games with? Because I know it differs from every guy. I mean, you know, Robert Alford may keep a notebook. You might keep DVDs. I mean, there may be how does it work for you?
I keep a notebook. I have each game. You know, I probably have 3 to 4 pages of notes, you know, just tips. And then, you know, the DBs, we get tip sheets as well, too, that we fill out, you know, for, you know, game plan reminders, you know, first and second down concepts, things like that. And, you know, I've even gone back and gotten college film from guys that I played against. Like when we played the Saints,
right?
When I played against Brandon Cooks in college, I've even gone back and looked at film just to see how I played against them. So, you know, I'm definitely a student of the game. I feel film, you know, can allow a player to play faster and anticipate things. So I'm always trying to learn.
Well, Des, it's not a mistake that the National Football League designed a Vesson veteran to be 3 years and 3 games, because this league eats guys up. Because for every guy that plays 10 years, there's 100 guys that play one season. How important is it that young players like yourself, and maybe even Alford, because you've got the background of your brothers that kind of help you through some of the rough times, that's something you share with them, that don't let, because we're still learning to play the game and play it at a high level, that you're not eaten up by some of the adversity you're facing this season?
Yes. I would say, you know, every Hall of Famer probably would say they went through a lot of rough times, and that's what made them the players they are. So, you know, that's the game we play. You know, it's ups and downs. It's flows. It's the best players in the world. So you got to deal with adversity. You know, it's gonna come, but it's about how you respond. And those are the guys that last in the league. You know, the guys that get down and feel sorry for themselves. You know, they don't get it turned around. But if you can bounce back and keep throwing punches, you know, good things will happen.
All right. Well, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you coming over to join us.
Yep, no problem.
All right, Desmond Trufant, our player guest on the Coach's Show with Dave Archer, Wes Durham. Thanks to everybody here at Flowery Branch. Our next program, Monday, November 3rd. We'll be back. Next 2 weeks, we're all Falcons and Ravens coming up on Sunday. Pregame coverage at 11 a.m. with the Ackerman Security Systems.